Dude.
I'm glad it's recording.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the that's not vanilla one, is it?
No, it's that's strong.
One. Yeah, Febreze don't mess around, dude.
If it's the vanilla one, I'd be gone.
You know, Lysol sucks for the lungs, too.
Pretty sure.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I kind of want a blanket. I feel like naked.
You want one?
Kind of. What do we got back there?
We got. I know what you want, bro.
What drink is this?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I'm no good at the math. That seems very Chicago-y. This is seventh grade life skills.
You either have that or this.
Is that a comforter?
Why'd you say it like that?
Blanket Boys Club.
With
BBC.
This
is loose. Oh my lord.
Get up and bring to me.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry, boss.
Whose drink is that? Is that yours?
Mine, dog.
Oh.
Dude. Well, last time I was called dog, things got ugly.
We break it? Was that the mic that...
My bad.
Are you crying?
Yeah, you should rewind the tape.
No one else saw that.
Mike Flanagan.
We have an idea.
Haunting of Hill House.
What?
How's that gonna look on camera?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Somebody save me.
Okay, we're good.
Me from myself.
How's your ice cream?
It was so good. Thanks for asking.
I can't believe you just randomly got ice cream. You were in our kitchen just searching for a big bowl for like 12 minutes.
It took me longer to find the spoon.
Yeah, it's rough. That's our bet.
Yeah.
Okay. I need that drink.
Walk?
I'm for this.
Wait, I got this ready. Imagine it starts shaking. Thanks.
Sorry, just tied out my hand.
No, I was saying, what if I just started shaking randomly?
Oh, that'd be
like really it started working.
I've thought about that.
We've had a few of those moments this weekend, so like, you know, not like that, but like,
well,
the ID catch,
when
the jackpot.
That was cool.
Ooh.
When I heard you walking towards me, but like before you did.
Oh my god, dude! That makes no sense. But I was gonna sneak up on Bryce and scare the shit out of him. I took one step and you snapped your head at me. One step. You didn't know what I was doing.
I didn't.
Dude, you scared me.
I was on autopilot right there, too.
I should look up some comments.
I have a couple. Most of them are like thirsting for you.
That's a lie.
Somebody,
I don't read comments. I don't know.
Not the best movie, but my favorite movie is Back to the Future.
I don't know about you, but I don't remember asking.
I don't know if you know this about me.
Oh, God.
Things get ugly when I get talked to like that.
You ever experienced someone like trying to say that like seriously, something like that?
No.
Like when there's a girl around or something?
No, because I'm not around people that are like that.
Yeah, but like
not
school or
girls.
Like a hallway or something.
Better not say that again to me.
Yeah.
No.
Things watch what happens or something.
My mother.
Or else.
Or dad.
Or else was a big one.
I've never heard anyone say that for real. You'll rue the day, Carly Shay.
Neville Papperman.
What was like the one TV show growing up that you wish you were in?
Okay.
Like you were like a character in.
Okay, so not acting in it, like a character in it.
Yeah, like if that was a real life, everything happening.
Like, am I the main character?
Whatever.
I'm going to answer that. No.
Damn. So it has to be that universe.
Pokemon.
Easy.
TV show?
Pokemon.
Mine would have been like Zoe 101. PCA looks
cool. Am I a bad guy or a good guy?
Just name a show that
you're
an
NPC.
Well, I won't be the boys, but am I a soup or no?
That would be cool.
No, you're just an NPC.
You are or not, just take some V.
Dude.
Join the boys.
Oh my god. Honestly, yeah, if I could join the boys, I'm there. Although they're a little shaky right now, but
Oi.
They'll get through. Dude, he's got some awesome one-liners.
Homelander done killed my wife. Couch karaoke. Is that a thing? Because that sounds like it's a thing.
Couch karaoke?
Yeah.
It is now. That's fucking awesome. I've never... That's hilarious.
I feel like that's an established thing because it just rolled off my tongue way too easy.
Couch decay, though.
Yeah. Couch karaoke.
Yeah. Why is why is a C so much sharper than a C? Or a K? So much, a K so much sharper than a C?
I don't know. Because C is got that curvature, but K is like the
arrow. Like Carson.
Boing! Like, okay, so say...
Ping, ping!
Say you're shooting water at a C versus a K. If you shoot water at a C...
It'll go around.
It like,
nice. You know,
it like catches it like on the inside.
Like Poe and Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, but if it's a K, it's an arrow and it goes... And it makes it... So you just... You know,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think that's what should. I think that's what it is. Oh, this on top school recess games. <What was that? laughs> On top school recess games, this comment made me chuckle. I cheated in wood chips and still got a concussion from running into a pole.
Yeah, that was
that's funny. Classic. That's like 7-8 year old doings.
When you like half cheated, but you're like, oh, I'll be nice and play for real. Straight into a pole.
Okay, now this is when you did one of the higher or lowers for IMDb rating and stuff, and there was a comment that says, "LOL, do you guys talk to women?"
Oh yes, because those relate. Yeah,
and a girl said, "I'd talk to him with a
yeah
face."
You dropped your phone.
I commented no at first.
Did you?
Yeah, I just deleted it right away.
Why? No, not really. So I guess he's right, but. I don't know how that relates to IMDb.
She would talk to you, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Movie knowledge is so unreal. How do you remember all these movies? OMG. Do you think he has photographic memory or something? Because it really is unreal with that knowledge. I thought it was a different one until I finished reading that. I thought it was the one where they said you had autism.
Yes. No, I just have, like, I don't have anything.
This one was wholesome.
Although, I guess it is kind of photographic. I don't know.
Well, this one.
When I think of a movie,
it's a feeling.
When I think of a movie, I instantly think of the rating. Instantly, there's nothing else. It's weird.
So it's like a subtitle.
Subtiz. you wait for the.
This one was nice. It was okay. I love watching 20 Questions Before Sleep. Please never stop doing these. You fidget more than Michael J. Fox. That was pretty funny. But
holy shit! Really? That's awful. Well, that's funny though. Yeah, I mean, it's not what was it like leg twitch? Gets us just anxiety. That's not like
Ocean 11 is my I am depressed and probably drunk and I need some happiness in my life movie.
Literally same. Well, Nemo than that. Ocean 11, not a bad part. Not sad. Just a guy trying to get back his like ex. That's great.
From Sophia.
Who's that?
Don't know. I find you so attractive talking about movies, LOL. And I said, he's a dream.
I remember. I did see that one when you commented.
And then someone said, I like Brokeback Mountain. So, and then someone else commented, down girl with the water gun.
Yeah, I saw that.
Brokeback Mountain is a really good story. It's insane. It's a really good movie, actually. But
oh, here it is. Does bro just study the IMDb ratings? Might be autistic or something. Lots of them are geniuses in some areas. He could also just like studying IMDb.
Dude, it's crazy how much people like, not judge is the wrong word, but like decipher a person from a movie TikTok.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Hey, don't. Nah.
To be fair, you do have a wide range, but like you said, COVID will do that to you.
It wasn't just COVID.
COVID.
We'll just say COVID. But.
Eating. Ever since I stopped playing sports, I just stopped. Like I ate like a meal and a half a day now. I'm just not. I'm never hungry. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I used to eat six.
Six meals. There's no way you eat six meals.
Does cereal count as a meal?
No.
Then never mind.
Wait, how many bowls of cereal?
Two.
It's getting close to a meal.
Yeah, that's probably.
Wait, what kind of cereal?
It depends. No,
like sugary.
Well, I had like Cinnamon Toast or
that's sugary.
Well, probably.
I know if you're eating like the fucking Life, but not Cinnamon Life. Which they don't have at the store. They just have Life, not Cinnamon Life.
Weird.
I really like Cheerios.
How do you know?
Back then, plain.
Do you add sugar?
No.
I think two bowls of that's not a meal, but.
I will always stand by my favorite.
What is your favorite?
Honey Shut Grahams. The fuck up.
Honey Grahams.
Golden Grahams, dumbass.
Golden Grahams.
You don't even know your own
thing. Honey Grahams is the off brand that we get at Aldi's. But Golden Grahams, yeah.
Honeycombs, number one.
Honeycombs are good, but they get so soggy so fast.
It's just honeycomb, singular.
Is it?
Yep.
Although, yeah. Forever, dude, Captain Crunch berries.
It's Captain Crunch with berries. You two are awful.
Okay, I need to I'm say just, something, Jared.
Whatever.
And I probably should have told you this before. I hate Captain Crunch.
With berries or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay, don't eat it. That's for me then.
Yeah, no. We have like three boxes.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. Just don't like it.
Hurts your mouth.
It does cut the fuck out of your mouth.
Yeah. If you need like palate my mouth is calluses, already bleeding. That's how you get them.
Yeah. If you have canker sores, don't eat it.
Then I can't eat it.
It will rip a...
Every time I brush my teeth, your mouth. I'm literally spitting out blood.
That's cool. Do you imagine starting to like brush your teeth dry?
No, but it just, for some reason, it just cut the fuck out of my gums. So literally, like,
guess who's back?
That's crazy.
Back again.
I got a new one before you guys came.
He's back.
We're good now.
Oh, toothbrush.
Yeah.
They made like a comment or something. I was so off the toothbrush topic so long ago.
It was 15
seconds
ago.
We were like in the conversation.
Yeah, but I had three scenarios in my head that happened in between then and there.
Tell them.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Okay, this bourbon, I forgot it was here. I thought I spilled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One down.
Okay. Eminem Renaissance song was in my head.
That is good. That's a good thing.
And then I was thinking about the dentist.
Ugh, varnish, dude.
See, yeah.
Every time I think about
varnish.
Varnish? That's what they call it at mine. Well, did.
What?
The fluoride. The first time when I was younger was a
What's
varnish.
The shit that they paint with the fucking thing?
Varnish.
That's what it is?
Yes.
I've had that like once.
Fluoride.
Yeah. No.
It's fluoride they brush. It's fluoride varnish.
And wait, maybe...
And they just paint it on with a little brush.
Yeah, on your teeth. It's yellow. Mine was yellow.
Mine was
then white. It washes off.
Mine is not yellow.
No. Mine is white.
Mine is white.
Okay, maybe it was white.
Oh, mine was yellow. I hated that, though.
Dude,
I hate it so much.
It was like sticky, kind of?
It's the only thing I remember.
Yeah, like you couldn't eat or anything.
Dude, okay, I'm fine with it.
That,
so I can't
that
say
and the drill are the only two things I think about the dentist with.
You know what's so funny? You know my favorite, like...
Drill?
Well, the, like, plaque remover... Like, not the. No,
keep going. Keep speaking dentist to me.
Talking about the little like.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know why? How like my favorite, like one of my favorite movies, Nemo.
Brent.
Yeah,
I think that is part of why I hate the dentist so much.
Oh, because of that whole...
Is he making you a drink right now? Oh, you're destroyed. Yeah.
You think this is close enough?
You think you'd fit that in your mouth?
Oh, God. He's over there dancing. I don't know what he's making.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, just a half bit, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Okay, don't try it. You would lock your jaw.
I already had one Jamaican today. I don't know what that is. But.
What the hell? Oh, yeah, the margarita.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Dude, margaritas, I don't care. I think they're, like, kind of feminine.
A little feminine, yeah, but
dude, I'll all day.
Is there a male equivalent to a margarita though? That's not the same.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Yeah, you might have to sip a little.
Does that bother you?
No, I mean,
is it like 50-50?
No, like, yeah. Like
a you little get your, bit.
You know how like you hold your hat and you hold out the window?
Yeah.
Or your phone.
I used to be that way.
Dude,
about
cruise ship.
Never been on one.
Okay, sorry. Well, okay. It's like holding your phone outside off the ring. It's like, I could drop it, and it's in the ocean. People get so fucking freaked out.
I was originally like that when I got my Apple Watch and stuck my hand out the window. Because I thought somehow the wind would, like, undo
it. Yeah, I have an Apple Watch. I like it, but it's if I dropped it out the window, I'd get it. But I wouldn't be panicking to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a little different. I don't use it as much as... Like, I don't use everything that I can out of it. Like the old workout thing, and I don't use that all.
Yeah, I don't have like blood pressure problems yet, so I don't need to.
Yeah. It's just so.
I also love not being on my phone, so it's like when I have it on. Like.
Well, also, get the times where you get a ton of notifications and it's going off like, and it just keeps going on and off, and I'll just throw it off because I get so frustrated.
That's why the Apple Watch, like, I don't know if it's worth the purchase. Like today, like this whole weekend, I haven't looked at my phone. Like Trump's assassination attempt, like he almost, which is kind of insane.
We found out about that like a couple hours ago, and that was
wait, hours after it happened. I was on my phone.
Yeah.
But that's kind of crazy, by the way.
Yeah. And then he stands up.
Just.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of insane. But we're playing X Defiant, super, like, you know, futuristic.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to play COD where, like, if a grenade blows up, I want dirt on my face.
That would be cool.
You know what I mean? Like, I want something, like,
realistic-y.
I feel like not more, like that, but, like, just that's more hard.
That's more Battlefield than COD.
No, all the old CODs had it.
The last Battlefield I played was Battlefield 1.
World War II had it, and, like, the early Modern Warfare is, like, I want, like, grenade goes off, I want dirt in my face, and I can't hear anything. Like, I want some...
Oh, the ringing, like, the
shock. I want retro shit. I don't want...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Futuristic stuff is kind of getting old.
Well, it's so, like, repetitive. Like, X Defiant, like, it's fun, but it's, like, I don't know.
Well, the problem right now with X Defiant is it's all...
It's glitched the fuck up since the update. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That and everyone just quit. That's, like, shit.
Because then... It's just a...
Try again. It's okay.
You're good.
Yep.
We can cut that out.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yep.
Holy shit, I did.
I love rain. I hear it. Sorry, I hear it. So.
Oh, Raymond? Fuck. God, I actually forgot. Oh, no, they just updated the battle pass, but that's it. A few guns here and there, but like they didn't change, like, I don't know.
Like
is Blob 6 SBMM?
Probably.
What are you saying?
Skill-based matchmaking. SBMM.
Oh.
Mother's Milk.
I would assume everything
I'm assuming
is.
So. They've Dude, been
grow
doing
the
that.
Fuck up. I want to get smacked and the next game go 80-30.
I wouldn't care if there was some absolute elite monster in my lobby as long as there's only one. But if the rest of the people in my lobby are like...
No thumbs?
Yes. No. I mean, like, I'm saying if everyone in my lobby, other than me, of course, is a sweat, I don't want to play.
Yeah, I know. X Defiant, there's no trolling in X Defiant.
No.
COD you control a bit.
Well, yeah, we did the riot shield thing.
Like, there's no smokes in X Defiant. Dude, if there's a target finder and smokes in this new COD, it's over.
It resumes the story of Black Ops 2.
Dude, Nuketown, smoke, LSAT, target finder, like, in the garage. Yellow garage. Green garage.
Green is... Yellow is bunker side in Nuketown. Or not bunker side. Green
the
is bunker
garage
side.
That's... Okay, so you know, the B flag.
Okay,
you're standing at B flag, looking towards the middle truck.
Okay,
left.
Okay,
that garage. They can look through into the front door of the next house.
Mm. Yellow
smokes, target finder. Sweaty as hell, but when you have three, it's sweaty if you're doing it alone. If you have three friends doing the same thing, then it's funny.
Mm.
What do you think the best like gaming sounds? I got one. The fucking war machine from Black Ops 2 Zombies. Funk, 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 funk. That one's pretty good. Barrett 50 cal in Fortnite.
Heavy sniper.
Yeah, okay. That's two.
I'm trying to think of something like
fetch me their souls.
Or even the teddy weapon, bear. But. It's kind of cool.
Bye well, bye.
Like the
What's
bass
that?
Drop when.
What's that?
Teddy bear.
Bye bye every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like the bass drop when the.
Go douche. Douche.
That's so funny.
Dude, I love that gun.
Oh, easy. My bad.
Word. Sentence.
If I burp next, what were you going to say?
Paragraph.
Okay. What's at the paragraph?
Ooh.
Paper?
Essay.
Book? Chapter.
Yeah.
What just happened?
We basically just played categories.
No, we didn't.
I've never played it, so.
I was saying, it's not how you play at all.
I was sweating.
Throwing up, sweating.
Really?
I can't stand it. Less than the football practice.
You'd rather throw up?
No.
Is that how you put
throw
it?
Throw up, sweating.
Okay.
How?
Okay.
What if you're throwing up and sweaty? Which happens every time you throw up.
I must say, it's crazy when I throw up. Like, that's so rare that something happens to my body that it's not used to, and it just starts sweating and like
shaking.
Yeah, that's why like Justin earlier said that like he likes throwing up, it gets all the bad stuff out of me. Like, how do you just what? Like it's an event.
I fight it so much, dude.
It's an event. I can't just do it.
If I'm gone for like 20, 30 minutes, that's because I'm giving myself a pep talk.
Dude, oh my God. I'm not going to say names, but I was picking somebody up from a party and I stopped in to whatever, say hello. And this person was talking to me.
Mm.
Mid-sentence, threw up in her, not too bad, her mouth. It's a little, and they just kept talking.
Oh my God.
Dude. College, high school?
High school. And this is right after, like, I threw up recently. So I saw it. I looked over at someone. I'm like, I need to get
the fuck out. I have to leave.
I got, see, I'm out. Dude, that's so I just kept gross. Talking.
Nasty.
And the person that was also in the conversation is like, do you not realize this happened? He's like, no. I'm like,
wait, what?
Dude.
I have never.
I don't know what you did.
Have you thrown up in a lot of places? Or is it just at home? I just need to know that.
Nah, there's only all at home. But
there's only been a couple times where I haven't thrown up.
I've gotten dehydrated at baseball tournaments and thrown up.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, what's the weirdest place you threw up?
Oh.
The gym.
Bathroom. I think I'm okay. No cars.
So.
No, and I don't. Did you ask?
I did, because I wanted to say something.
Where?
So it was like second grade, first grade.
Okay, I think you're going to say like in my room. I was going to throw hands.
I threw up in my room many times.
No, my room.
His room.
Oh,
I think you're going to break the news now. Not. Okay, go ahead. I was throwing this glass at your head.
I was sick that entire week. And Friday rolls around and I'm like,
one more day.
I really don't feel good, mom and dad. No, you need to go to school. Dude, you haven't been sick like that.
You know how
days.
Many times I faked being like sick?
I faked it in the morning, but then it was real.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I mentally psyched myself out.
Yeah.
I faked it, and then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm actually sick.
Like, wait, what?
And what I was originally going was the amount of times I faked being sick, got to stay home, and then I was real sick, and then they didn't believe me and sent me to school.
Whenever we would look at, like, the weather, Jared, for, like, football practice, I'd be like, oh, it's supposed to rain.
Oh, you
never.
Yeah, do you know, like, the story behind that? That went back from, like, 2009.
On what?
Wait, 8. The legend of the Prairie Ridge High School practice field.
Yeah.
I think my older brother played. He talked about it. 100% storms, like for practice. Everyone wants off. Never.
That's weird.
100%. Crystal Lake, all around us, storming, like lightning, tornadoes. Under practice field, nothing. It was like a legend. It was supposed to be like a joke. It happened forever. That's probably still insane. Happens.
Verb, I know what we're going to do today.
Verb. Hi, Isabella.
Is that like the black hair chick?
Hi, Phineas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. All their noses were too sharp.
Stay away from me, Buford.
Mom.
Ferb was literally.
Ferb making another title sequence.
Ferb just literally had a square nose.
So did the dad, though.
Is that not sharp?
Square.
Oh, it's Ferb? Like, yeah, I know Ferb. We're talking about Phineas.
Well, obviously, that motherfucker can poke a hole through space.
Living Dorito chip.
Oh, did you see the theory, technically, that Phineas was actually...
yeah, I did see that.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
His kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, because him and the mom dated. Went on a date. Something
well,
like that.
That, and he's got a pointy nose, and so does Doof.
Yeah, and they're both smart.
I hate fucking, like... PG movie show lore like that, like Up.
Well, like theories.
Like, yeah, like he's been dead the whole time. He was guardian angel, like Russell's. Like, dude, what are we? Come on.
There's also, I forget what the original movie was, but that Carl and Ellie from Up are supposed to be,
yeah,
two other characters from a Pixar movie, but when they're
younger.
Kids.
Who's the young girl? Monsters, Inc.
Boo.
She was like...
Oh, the whole witch thing in Brave? You know what I'm talking about?
No, it was Tangled.
No, it was Brave. It was the witch that had all the like stone statues in her hut.
Yeah, that sold them. That was her?
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Well, that they say that that was Boo because there were like cutouts of Sully in the carvings. And then.
So it doesn't make any sense. Well, I guess different dimensions. Yeah, but why Scotland?
Well, and also the part in Monsters, Inc. where they're like, there's a flying baby shooting lasers out of its eyes. And they say it's Jack-Jack from Invincibles or Incredibles.
That's kind of got some Marvel lore. Like, the Monsters, Inc. is like the timekeepers or whatever. Yeah.
TVA stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the center of everything, basically.
Okay, we're doing Divorced Dad Rock shit. Now, what are your favorite Divorced Dad Rock songs? Or bands? Off the top of the dome.
I'd have to do bands because Breaking Benjamin, Skillet, and Daughtry are probably the ones that I've heard the most. Well, 1,000 Foot Crutch is up there too.
Dude, 1,000 Foot Crutch, Courtesy yeah. Call. Hey, oh, Scream's good. Smackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was thinking like, what'd you say, Shinedown?
Just now or before?
What'd you just say? No.
Breaking Benjamin, Daughtry.
Diaries Jane.
Something's getting in the way. I like right? the acoustic version.
Acoustic version of every version's better. Is this the song?
Yes, Diary of Jane. It is, I promise you.
Say this love. What year do you think this came out?
06. Oh, wait.
Something. 05. That's prime dad rock. Like, did that? We had the CD of that, and that was downloaded on our Xbox 360. So whenever someone was playing Halo, it would play in the background.
That's cool.
That and like Alter Bridge, which is not really Divorced Dad Rock. It's more like where I think that, I think like instantly of this song. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Then you win. No, no, no. Apparently, this guy's insane. 04? What are you thinking?
I guess that's the prime time.
2001.
Whoa. Really?
What's this one? Oh. You know the song?
Make sure the chorus. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that album's ridiculous. What other Stained, Shinedown?
Mm. Stained, yeah.
Well, Shinedown, 45 Simple Man is what they like. 45! On me. This is a problem, by the way.
I know, he just got up, though.
Yeah, I don't want to make him eight. I don't want to make it anything.
My only son.
I can't feel my lips. No, it's kind of weird.
And listen closely. Dude, we need to do karaoke one of these
couch
nights.
Karaoke, dude. KK.
We should.
Careful.
Careful. Bombastic.
Dude, couch karaoke? What? Whoa, okay. Okay, so realistically... Karaoke, we both wouldn't do it like sober at all, like in public. No shot, right?
No,
okay,
not in public. No,
drunk
all four
with
of us,
like
though.
How many friends minimum around you, not with you on stage, but like around, like in the building,
at least five others.
Okay, so six total people drunk. How many to do it? Do you have to can you do a song alone? I would need one other.
I would need at least one.
Yeah, I need a backup. If I run out of breath, help me. Yeah. Okay, so
now,
that's...
what would be amazing, though...
What song would you do together? Well, what song would you do with me?
Well, see, if we knew someone that could, like, rap really good, then you could have someone
Linkin Park, and he could just do the M. Shinoda?
Yes. Like, you could
can I do M. Shinoda, please?
Yeah, if you...
I know Crawling. That's it, probably. Yeah. Also, I'm a big Fort Minor guy.
Okay.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power will, 5% pleasure, 15% pain, 100% reason to remember the name.
I'm just saying, like... Somebody Save Me on the new album. Pretty good.
Jelly Roll?
It's sad.
I could rap that verse.
Yeah. It's not too taxing.
Yeah, it's like about his daughter. You good, dog? You want to make Bryce and I a drink?
Oh, it's what you do to me. We got to do something 2000s, though.
Like dad rock?
I don't really know dad rock if it has to be that. I'm just saying.
I would do Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
Under Pressure.
Under Pressure. Boom, 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 boom.
Pushing down
on me. Pushing down.
Yeah.
Dude, we're supposed to build.
What? Pretty sure we just heard the death rattle.
Would you do like, I'll show you the part I'm talking about.
I don't even know what you're saying.
This part?
This is when I imagine everyone cheering as we're finishing.
Too careful, the people are... Can I be David Bowie, though?
Okay.
Because I think you can go some Freddie Mercury, like, high pitch. I can't.
A little.
I got a deeper voice than you, I think.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I can falsetto it. I don't know if I can actually get my bass voice up there.
Sound of Silence by Disturbed. Would you do it with me?
You said I'm not going to like it.
Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
Dude.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I was going to say something like concerts-wise, how like I would rather go to like a that kind of Disturbed than like a... Ooh, ah!
Yeah.
That would be fun, but like a Sound of Silence Disturbed concert would be kind of cool.
I've come to talk with you.
You do 2000s? I like some oldies or hits, like Under Pressure. Like,
well, yeah, oldies would be good. I mean, we have two more than one song.
You know how basic Bohemian Rhapsody would be?
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I know that. Everyone knows that, though.
Wouldn't want to do Bon Jovi any because they're saying everywhere.
No. Separate Ways? Nah.
I wish I could get my voice there, but I can't because my dad and I both love that song.
Come on, there's gotta be more.
Those chains on you. Bless you.
Seriously.
Is it good?
We're going up.
50-50?
No. We are doing this at some point?
33. Probably not.
We could...
I honestly think I need 7.
We could put up some Liquid Courage, yeah.
7.
And they gotta be like in quick succession.
Dude, we slam Pocketful of Sunshine. That's I mean, right? Not unwritten. It's to anyone but you.
No, imagine we get up there, right? And you just hear the beginning of that song.
Wait.
Wait, hold on.
I got a pocket of sunshine. Dude, so there's like a break, like a 15-minute break, right? These are two dumbasses walk up, and you just... You just hear the... Yeah. Dude. Take me away! Take me... Dude. Oh, my God. This music video is sick, by the way. What a legendary run she ran on.
Yeah.
This would be hard to do.
Take me away!
Yeah, but okay. But that's not like a duet. No. Or like it would just be helping.
Do we do
what's something like, we could switch off?
Yeah.
Linkin Park's are really good because I'm Shinoda.
They would probably be good for us to do.
What Seether song would you do? Do you know Seether that well?
Not well enough to name all their songs, but I know their songs if I were to hear them.
You know Broken with Amy Lee?
You're gonna have to play it.
Because nope, that's stained. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'd have to play the guitar, which I don't know a song, but... See, there's awesome. We 3 days grace.
Good try, Green Day up there. It's not the same.
Let's start a riot. That's not Green Day. That's 3 days grace. But
yeah, I know. I walk we gotta find
the only Boulevard of Broken Dreams. My favorite Green Day song ever was.
I like 21 Guns,
but that might be the greatest album of all time. By the way, yeah. I'm not kidding. 21st Century Breakdown.
Yeah,
every song is good.
When September Ends is a band.
That's American Idiot, but. Different album, but it's okay.
Yeah, I know. Being American, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. You can cut in front of it if you want. Godsmack?
Godsmack would be good. Oh, I know what we need to do.
Imagine we could do this.
That would be sick.
I stand alone.
Inside I. I know a chill one we could do.
Stand alone.
Are you ready for this?
What's this? Hold on. I'm not the one who's so far. Do you know the song? When I feel the snake bite in my veins. Voodoo? You wait. And I don't remember why we came. No?
Right,
this music's crazy. Probably like a sugar pack or something.
Something like that, yeah. Sand dollar.
So far away.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
The safe by enter my vein.
I know a chill one. That
they just released an album.
Oldie That's but crazy. A goodie. Ready?
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
That's 66 or something.
Oh, the leaves are brown. Oh, the leaves are brown.
Dude, if I'm doing the dude part, you're just in the background. Just
and the sky is gray. Man, I've been going wrong.
That song's amazing.
On a winter's day. I've been saving.
This, we need three people to harmonize.
I want in LA. If I was in LA.
I got a song we can do.
Yes.
That's super white trash.
I was blown away.
Oh, I had another skillet. Shine Down would be cool. I know all the lyrics, but Brent's too good. Smith. Yeah. He's way too good.
I don't have you can't rasp or anything like that.
Like 45. 45. Staring through the barrel. I hate that song so much.
When I was young, the ship was on me. My only son.
Be a simple.
Listen closely.
You going country with it?
The word I'll say.
I think we can do Somebody Save Me.
And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. I'm surprised I remember the lyrics.
I must say, you keep going, or?
Be a simple.
Kind of man.
Hey, did any of you have a dream last night?
Dude, last night, I don't think I slept.
Have you ever had a dream that you could... Okay,
no.
Here's my question.
Okay, good.
Do you think
that sleep last night at
collaborative
all.
Dreams have happened, but no one talks to each other about the dream, so you just don't know?
Like you had a dream with somebody, like SpongeBob episode, like, you jumped into the people's dreams?
Yes.
Dude, I always think about it. Like if I had a dream with someone in it, I'm like, I wonder if they had the same dream.
Like, you know how you have a dream with someone in it that is completely random in your life, and you're like, why are you in my dream? Like, I haven't seen you in like 8 years. And I haven't even seen you on social media. Like, why are you in my dream?
Two things.
What?
Dreams and lightning. Both make zero sense.
Dude, that lightning bolt we saw today was probably...
5 seconds straight.
That was like the most perfect lightning bolt I've ever seen. And it was perfectly lined up with the mile and a half
Zeus.
Of road.
Percy Jackson stole the fucking bolt. That's why.
No, but I had her in my dream.
The chapstick. I love that video so much.
I had this random person in my dream that I went to preschool with, and her and I like have gone to school together in the same school system since then. And after that, I don't know if it was because she was like randomly in my dream, and then I started like seeing that she walked the same or like similar path as me in the hallway. But after that, I felt like her and I like just always saw each other in the hallway and always made eye contact. So then I was wondering, did you also just have that dream? And it was like something super random. Like we, like I threw my shopping cart through a window or something. And she just happened to be there. But
shopping carts are pretty heavy. You know, that's pretty impressive.
Dude.
It's especially impressive when I can't throw a punch in my dream. It's like.
Dude. That, what is it called?
I don't know. It's like your mind still knowing that your body's asleep.
When I run slow motion in a dream, it's when I'm running out of fear, and I hate it.
Well, for me, I run and punch and jump, kick, everything just fine now. But what used to be my problem is I couldn't see. Everything was super blurry. Almost like I just had like super terrible vision.
I hate when dreams fuck up your senses.
I'm like, what? Well, why can I just not see? It's my dream. It's in my head. I don't need real eyes right now. But I remember what, this one.
Dude, how do dreams work? It's such a basic, hey, let's start a podcast fucking question, but I don't care. Well, it makes no sense.
Also, think about this. I think of dreams as different genres because you have the like REM genre, right? Where in the middle, it's like the most lucid dream, like the most realistic dream. But then there's also the ones where you're fighting falling asleep, like you really are trying not to fall asleep, but your mind starts thinking about something, and then you slip right into that dream, and that's when you jolt. I love that one. Yeah. It's like so real. And then there's the one where it's like you dream about you getting up and starting your day only to find out that you actually didn't.
You're dreaming about it. I hate those. I hate that shit.
I'm like, wait, I thought I already took a shower and everything.
Dude, I told him this. I wake up way more energized when I get 5 hours of sleep than like eight.
Yeah. If I do eight, then I'm like dragging my feet all day. I don't want to do anything.
Seven is the worst amount of sleep for me.
Seven?
I don't know why. I can't do it.
Okay, what have I been doing? What have I been doing? I've been waking up at 7, 10.
Six is like prime for me.
I'm going.
There's only been a couple times where.
When's the last time you slept? Sorry. When's the last time you slept 12 hours?
Never.
Oh, I did all the time. Oh,
not true. I've done that.
Dude, when I had your hours, I got home. Like, no one was playing any games. I got home, showered, went to bed, and woke up like 11 hours later.
Never.
Honestly, the last time I slept 12 hours.
I was living with my family in Kentucky.
Okay. I played video games by myself. I don't know what you want from me.
The last time
I did slept Diablo 4, though, so maybe. I don't know when that was, but.
12 hours was back when I stayed the night at my grandparents' house, which was like.
I could never sleep in my grandparents' house. I was just scared of, dude, not because of the visit, but old people at night in the dark scare me, like elderly.
My grandparents are not scary. The only thing they did
in the dark
play the movie super loud or play the TV super loud when they went to bed. But they also had industrial box fans that were super loud, and I slept so hard like that. There was like two or three around me, and I was.
Yeah, that'll do it.
First words uttered in 10 minutes. Yeah.
How long has it been since he's spoken?
Like 10 minutes.
5 minutes.
He's gasped a couple times.
That'll be in the.
I should have finished this one.
There was only. Have any of you ever had like a trilogy or multi part of dreams, like a sequel?
Absolutely. I do that all the time.
You do?
Well, I daydream.
You might have said this right, but you're closing your eyes, want to go to sleep. You start daydreaming, and then it goes into a dream.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
But when you said you jolt, I don't jolt. My dream just continues.
No.
The Snowpiercer in a train. That's crazy.
What happens to me, what my most explicit
I get example, so happy. I'm like, I'm controlling my dream a bit.
My most explicit example is the nerdiest thing ever. I was like fighting sleep and then thinking about Marvel because it was on the TV. And then I thought, like, if I had Thor's hammer, like, I called it and then threw it. And when I threw it, I, like, threw my arm up. Like
I that. Always do that.
Yeah.
Dude, whenever, like, I'm, like, in that stage where I'm about to fall asleep, kind of dreaming, and something happens and I, like I catch myself or I fall, I, like, jolt and fall off the bed. Mm-hmm. I fall off the bed way too often.
Really?
Okay.
Dude, I'm a psycho sleeper.
Quick question.
I'm athletic sleeper, aka I'm moving, pillows are flying. It's bad.
Do you sleep on like your backs, like coffin style?
Yes.
He's hardcore coffin.
He's coffin?
He's like Kill Bill 2.
So,
one? When she goes.
I think it was one, but I don't know for sure.
What are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Dude,
I'll tell you we sleep the same because we both sleep like on our backs.
You're a coffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fucking well, Dracula.
Are you stomach?
I'm a stomach.
Stomach. So
what?
Yeah.
Wait, I head used to what be... side? Please tell me there's a no. side.
To the okay, you have an you no, at least to the
right. It just switches that flip side.
Okay. You at least
whatever's
have
colder.
A,
yeah.
You at least okay. have an open hip, right? Like a 90-degree leg.
No.
Really?
I'll
yeah, that's what
that leg right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
The right
about
leg. Hip. That's what he's talking about. Yep. Yeah. That. Yeah.
You need that hip stretch.
Yeah. yeah.
But, but I used to do that in side sleep, but
I used to do side more.
I'm all side. You guys are psychos.
Well, my shoulder started.
Well, I do something kind of weird, but
my shoulder started hurting a lot, like my neck and head. And then when I broke my back. Like
here
anything
goes back thing again.
Pussy. Well, anything else other than sleeping on my back hurt.
So, I used to be a strict side man, like straight
side man.
Good YouTubers. but the problem was, I was a psychopath like this one.
Psychopath.
In which I would somehow rotate myself 90 degrees or like 180.
180 of them.
Yeah.
I start my head on this side and it goes on that side.
Yep.
Throughout the
yeah.
night.
Beds.
I'm not. We're deep. I've like hurt people. Careful. Like while I'm sleeping.
In your dreams?
No, while I'm sleeping. Oh. If there's someone else is in the bed with me.
Yeah.
I like. You just like throw a limb or something like that.
Oh. What the? They're like, what the? Yeah. I don't know. Twitchy as hell. That reminds me of like when I slept on the couch as a kid. My dad would pick me up or my mom might have when I was really young or whatever. Picked me up and carried me up the stairs and put me in bed. That was like the best sleep I've ever had.
Or like fake, like you wake up on the second to last turn.
Carry
on the car.
Me, I ain't waking up walking.
That turn into your driveway woke you up every single time.
Or, no,
mine was that. No, it's like a dog when they're on a walk; they know exactly what house they're in.
Mine was like 2 miles down the road. I just knew like some like sequence of like three turns.
Yeah, mile down the road.
I know exactly what we're talking about.
There's one turn. Like from the car that wakes you up every single time.
Yeah. And then
you know, and you always keep your eyes shut. And my parents woke me up every single time. I'm like, damn it, you could just carry me.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They always wake me up. I'm like, dude, I've been up for 5 minutes.
Well, the like heartbreak is when they start to just wake you up instead of carrying you in. When you start to know that difference.
And it's over.
Time to grow. Especially when you get a younger sibling. Yeah. It's like, oh,
well, depending on when's the last time
you have a kid, right? How old? Will you stop carrying him up the...
You made it sound like I have a kid now. I don't have a kid now.
You do in the future, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Right? I'd like one or two.
I'd like one
or
two.
Will you stop carrying them up to bed if they live in the... If they like fell asleep on the couch here and they live on the second floor or something?
I don't know, because I'm kind of nice.
Depends on the gender.
But yeah, no, I also wouldn't mind if my kids slept on the couch.
Absolutely.
I don't think your dad's on
I bed. Wouldn't mind if my kids slept on the couch because I literally loved sleeping anywhere but my bed for the longest time. And there wasn't a good reason for it, but I just like liked sleeping on the couch in the living room or the basement.
Sleeping other destinations other than your bed, and like as a child, is kind
of
cool.
Yeah.
Did you, any of you like purposely sleep on the floor because you're like back hurt or something?
Yeah, I do that more now than I did when I was little. But yeah. Or like now.
But sometimes a floor is mad comfy.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes.
Well, except on your side.
Yeah. No. Floor, you can't sleep on your side.
No. Not possible.
No. He does. So
I do.
Griffin, you do sometimes.
You do a stomach?
I don't feel. I do
you
stomach.
You like
do
wake stomach. Up oh, on your side yeah, on the
last
floor.
No, last night I woke up.
Bro, all right. The problem
this
was like.
I woke up on my side.
The
my shoulder was out of place.
Oh, yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
It was
sleeping
horrible.
On your side on a floor, your shoulder is like at your ear.
It's terrible. But sometimes I get so frustrated with my pillow because I can't get it right. My neck starts to hurt that I just throw it off and sleep completely flat on my bed.
That's how I sleep on a side. Depends. Which way's colder, you know. Knees up, like 90 degrees on the side.
Okay. Oh, like half fetal.
Body pillow in between my knees. 2012, right. I finally rated. Do you know what 2012 is, rating-wise?
Yes. I don't know.
Just guess.
Like 7'3"?
5'8".
No way. That's way better than that.
Right? I thought so, too. I rated it 7.
It's way better than that.
5'8". Yeah. What?
Why?
Woody Harrelson is a homeless dude?
It might have been because it was people took it as conspiracy.
Yeah. That and like people thought it was supposed to be
like religious or something.
I don't know.
Because like
I can look.
The whole point of 2012 is that it's some religious reckoning.
I also like it broke records for the amount of money spent on a movie. as well.
Back then?
Yeah. It was made in 2009.
I guess they had to CGI a whole ocean.
Okay, I'll give you a few more, like four or five more. Good Time. Have you seen that? With Robert Pattinson? You haven't seen that? Dude, it's Pete Davidson's favorite movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It's Robert Pattinson, like, shit goes down, and he's just escaping it. He's got, like, the worst luck.
Oh.
But then he tried, and then he, like, makes out with this 15-year-old, so that was odd, but...
Right.
The Mummy.
Which one?
That might be one of the funniest movies of all time.
Frasier or...
Frasier. First one. Not Tom Cruise.
Six, seven.
I rated it a six. Dude, that movie's hilarious. The first time Brendan Fraser sees, like, the skeleton guy, what does he say? I think he says, oh boy, or something. Like, it's so unintentionally hilarious.
Dude, his, like...
Yeah. Oh, he says, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Like, oh, it's... Wow. He throws a chair at a guy. Like, that movie is so unintentionally hilarious.
I was really happy for him, though, when he started getting some good gigs after.
Whale Clears the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Demolition. Have you seen that? The Jake Gyllenhaal one? His wife dies and he struggles with
depression? No, I've not seen that.
Holy hell, dude.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
What's it on?
It's got one of the best scenes, like, in the, like, this, I guess, the last 2010, 2020 decade. It's got, like, one of the best scenes in it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it on?
Max. Yeah.
Okay.
The Disaster Artist. You know what that is?
The what?
Franco Brothers Disaster Artist.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Mock. That movie, the worst movie ever made. They did, like, a story behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you do, like, six?
Seven.
Seven.
MM.
You think MM should have went to wherever with his wife, ex-wife, and
Kim?
Daughter?
Oh, MM, like MM, boys, yes. Like left the, hell no, the boys, dog.
Exactly, exactly.
It wasn't, if it was named something else than the boys, maybe, but it's the boys.
That is the
and
boys.
Kimiko and Starlight, but fuck her, she's
the boys plus
she's Kimiko. Pissing me off.
Yeah, her.
Too fucking moral.
Why did she do that to herself?
The actress?
That's mean.
Plastic surgery?
That, but yes. I feel bad, because, like, why did she think that she had to do that?
So, honestly... Probably only took his one fucking, like, comment or something. That's why I don't read comments. Not for plastic surgery reasons, but I don't read comments because why would
I do that? You focus on the bad. It's easier to focus on the bad stuff than the good stuff.
Well, and now, like, obviously she didn't look at TikTok, but, like, TikTok comments?
Yeah.
Are there any good ones anywhere?
No.
Unless you're supporting Sketch, like...
Well, people were laughing because... Remember the episode? It might have been, like, two or three episodes ago. Where she was looking at old pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
people are like producers, like laughing maniacally as they're watch, as like forcing her to look at herself pre-op. And Jack Quaid is having a weird career now. Think about this.
He's a weird. I honestly think he's Huey in real life.
He's been voice acting.
Have you seen his Instagram?
That's
Huey.
Is it?
He's Huey.
But he's been voice acting a lot of stuff, which is interesting. But he is a part of The Boys.
Oppenheimer.
He was in... What big franchise was it? Oh, he's in Scream.
Really?
Yeah, he's like one of the killers in the second to last Scream.
Ortega was in that one or no?
Yes.
Okay, that's the only one I watched.
It was the first Ortega one.
Okay.
She's
going to blow up soon, even more than Wednesday.
Yeah.
She's going to be like Zendaya, like a few more movies. And
what's going to be weird is think about her like midlife movies.
What?
Like when she's 30s.
Dude, she's like what?
Mature.
She's like, I mean, what, 20? She's, mature, 20? Yeah.
She's my age.
21?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my God. I was talking about my boss earlier. Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
The basketball player.
Okay.
The stud. I'm older than that guy.
Isn't that weird?
Dude, he's 22. I'm 23. Anthony Edwards. Olympic team. Stud. Talking shit to Bron. Calling Bron my boy. Like, boy.
Yeah.
He's 22 years old.
It's just so weird to think about.
You're finally an unk.
Shut the fuck up. Dude.
Unk.
Thank you. Not glaze. Not aura. What was the other, like, TikTok annoying fucking term?
Glaze, aura. Unk.
I can't think of one of the good.
Riz.
No, that was big, but maybe it was Glaze. Like, have you ever seen someone or know someone that's commented that or said it in real life?
Glazing?
Never.
Yes. Glazing? Oh, my God.
I feel bad for you.
Shut the fuck up. God, dude. It makes me so mad. Holy hell.
I was...
Dude, rage bait in comments and stop glazing or holy glaze.
Right, gent?
Yeah.
Dude, good grease is amazing.
Shut the fuck up.
Good grease is amazing, but... Yeah. I knew that we were kind of doomed when I went to like an ice cream shop with my friends and this kid comes out with his brother. They're both like no older than 6 years old. Comes out with their mom. Skibbity toilet. And then the other one was like, W Riz. And they're like six.
That was real?
Yes.
There's
me and my friends
were
looking at each other and we're like,
I'm kicking that 6 year old.
What? What I was saying back then was I was just saying at that point, I'm like, hey, Greg, want to come over to my house and play? Like, that's what I was saying.
Don't talk to me. Don't come by my house. We're done.
We're done.
No. They need to sleep with our Freglies and strapped in the bathroom for like 12 hours.
Every night.
That movie's so gassed, dude. That movie's amazing. I don't care. No, but like Celtics won the finals, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a post about Tatum. Watch, he is a cornball, I'm not gonna lie, but just like holy glaze every comment, and I'm like, do we know anyone that's commenting that? And if we do, why aren't they in the ground?
Well, I just don't understand.
It's so annoying.
Well, first of all, who starts it?
Who second, is typing it and hitting send and just continue to scroll like nothing
happened? It just keeps going. Though, wait, there's something now. I bet if I go on TikTok, I can find what I'm trying to find. Like,
well,
what I'm thinking about.
The big one right now is Bronny James.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Bronny.
They're posting every basket he scores, every single one. So I understand it's kind of psychotic, but like also like he's in a league with his dad. I'm not a LeBron guy, but like he's in a league with his dad. His dad is in the league. And your son, that's like what?
Yeah.
It's not baseball. Like Ken Griffey Jr. and senior. Like you can't, it's a physical kind of sport. So it's kind of wild. Has there been a father son duo in football? There's no fucking way, right?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well, there's a chance that the other kid.
No possible way.
The other kid. Well,
there's a possible way. Andrew Whitworth was like 40 in the line. Tom Brady was like 40, 41. Bron's 39 right now.
You gotta have your son early then, though. That's what I'm saying.
Bron's 39. Bronny's 19, 20.
Whoa.
Damn, Bron.
Apparently.
That's what I mean.
Bron had a kid at 19?
I guess.
Go off.
Apparently before...
Wait, no way.
Sorry to change the topic, but apparently before the shooter today, the people in the crowd like spotted him and tried to tell Secret Service and they didn't do anything. I've seen multiple things on that.
Oh my God. So now they're going to say it's a setup?
Probably.
20.
Okay, no one from Secret Service would miss like that.
Hey. Yeah. 20.
Is he?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Bronny's 19. LeBron's 39.
Having a kid at 20?
20.
You're in the league, though. He's been in the league for 2 years since then.
He was drafted out of high school.
He's been in the league for 2 years.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, yeah.
Imagine being a high school basketball player and you're drafted into the NBA. And you're good right away. What?
I know. That's amazing.
Like, Kevin Garnett and Dwight Howard did, like, the same thing. Kobe, same thing. You know how insanely good you have to be?
Yeah.
Out of high school?
Yeah, that's, like, born phenom.
That's,
that
like, alien-like. That's like Compound V shit. I'm not even kidding.
That's
like it was like purposeful. Like what?
Some sort of like special pills being slipped in food as they grow up because there's no way.
I still think LeBron like. Oh, I was gonna talk about this. So you know, sketch shit, the OnlyFans shit.
Yeah.
Is he? It's not what I was asking, but is he gay? Did he ever come out?
I don't know.
He was just like OnlyFans.
I don't know if he actually like is or
matter,
what, but.
I thought he's straight. Like I've seen so many things of like him hitting on women.
I mean, it could be bi too. I don't know.
No one really knows, but who cares? But I was saying that it's like I always talk to you like everyone's got a dark side. Everyone,
yeah,
something. like sketch came out. I literally said, told you. His he didn't like take a step back, like popularity wise. He actually probably went up.
Yeah.
But, everything was going way too perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
So well, that's a little speed bump, like was bound to happen.
It kind of still is. Like,
dude, that fucking video
that just,
was the best way he could have done that and the funniest shit ever.
Yes.
Elephant in the room.
Got a haircut. God.
Dude, I love my brother Jinxie. Not like that.
Not like that, though.
I'm not having sexual relations with that man. Just kidding. Possibly.
Maybe I did.
Possibly.
Who knows? Possibly. Maybe.